Hi, Kaya. I'm Mary Rafferty. I live in Killoglan, originally from Castlemaine, Mary Horgan, and I've been collecting postcards for over 12 years. Started off as a hobby, but it's taken over my life now, really.
Tell me, Mary, when 12 years ago you picked up a postcard, what went through your mind?
I remember exactly when I picked up my first postcard. I was at an antique fair in Tralee, wandering around and looking at all these beautiful, expensive antiques. So I stumbled upon a card, picked it up, and it was of a place near me here, the Gap of Dunloe. And I could not believe what I was looking at in my hand. It was this painted card of somewhere very near me that was very, very old. It was like 1908. So between the art and the age and the locality and also the message on the back, I was just blown away by this. And I bought the card. I remember it was €8 at the time, And that was one card. And since then, I've been collecting one and built it up now to several thousand. And I suppose it was just because I loved it. I just loved it. And I love the art because I love art. I always loved art. And so, you know, looking at art and going to art galleries and combine that with art history, or, you know, Irish history and local history. And it was affordable, of course. Didn't have to spend hundreds of thousands on a piece of furniture or paintings or whatever. So, and then once you start collecting, it's a fascinating, well, I found it fascinating. A lot of people don't think it's fascinating, but I did, because it did tick all those boxes. And back in the day, you see, it was called the golden age of postcards, was from 1900 to about 1918, and there was billions of them printed, so there's a huge amount of them there. And as it happens, there was an awful lot of cards printed of Kerry, mainly of Killarney, because it was such a key tourist spot back in the early 1900s. There's a lot of visitors there, and it was, and it still is very, very beautiful. So there was a lot of cards done by very famous people and by local business people as well.
Can you remember what the message said behind your first card?
I don't exactly, but I think it related to the beauty of the place.
And I suppose you can identify with that as well.
Absolutely. The Gap of Dunloe is only about 10 minutes away from here. So, you know, it's a beautiful walk and I feel blessed, you know, with the mountains and the echo, and it's got a mystic quality to it. So I do love it. And of course, with the local coffee shops and pubs and stuff around there. Yeah, I live between Beaufort and Killoglan. Killoglan is just down the road as well, which is equally fascinating postcards with Puck Fair.
I can imagine, yeah.
Yes. And the Lown Bridge and all of that. But, you know, any place in Kerry has it got its own beauty. You know, Dingle, the Blasket Islands, Tralee, Listowel, they all have their own quaint and individual perspective.
While I was going through them and you gave me a pat on the shoulder, was it's beautiful to see the writing and the old style writing and the way they used to message. Like, you know,
absolutely,
yourself, you get a text message now, you get it instantly, whereas I got your postcard today, which could have been days
exactly.
ago.
I picked up that actually very quickly, is that, like, you know, they were used for very short messages as well as for very long messages. But it could be, as you said, something as simple as, like, your letter arrived today, or I will send a parcel tomorrow, or I am here. I'm just after coming out of doing an exhibition in Killarney of old postcards for, it was like a Victorian tourism exhibition we had in Killarney Library. Eamon Brown, the librarian, asked me and another guy to do it, Brendan O'Sullivan. So when I was going through the postcards, you know, one of them at the back of it said, I am here. Just that.
And where was here?
Here was Killarney, you know, with a picture of Killarney in the front. It was just kind of like the texting of its time. And funnily enough, you should pick up on that as well, because, you know, I was reading up on the history of the whole postcard buying and selling around the area at the time, and the same fears were there then that there is now about social media and texting, you know, and things like that. You know, that was present in the time. It was gas, you know, and it was going to damage the English writing and the quality of education. And there was a fear of actually using postcards back in the day as well, initially. But people quickly became very used to it, of course, and starting writing longer and longer messages.
Tell me a bit about the expedition that you've just held over the last while. That must have been such an honour.
It was. Actually, I suppose part of me always wanted, kind of, because I felt so passionate about the postcards and their beauty, that part of me always kind of wanted to take them out of the shoeboxes and, you know, have them more accessible and displayed for the public to see. So then one day, a friend of mine, Brendan O'Sullivan, who is a local historical collector of antiques and locally made antiques and stuff, we were in Killarney Library and we were talking to Eamon Brown, the librarian. So between Brendan and Eamon Brown, it was decided we were going to have an exhibition of Victorian tourism themed in Killarney, combining my postcards and Brendan's, you know, like those Arbutus wood, which is a famous wood made in Killarney, and bog oaks and like a whole pile of other stuff, art and lots of other interesting items. So he was there for one day on the Saturday the 6th, and it was a storm, Kathleen, and I was there. I got the postcards blown up, put on the walls, and it was very well attended, and the interest was absolutely huge, I have to say. There was great discussion, people looking at the cards and, oh, my grandfather worked in such a state or a house, or were in the boats, and did you know this and did you know that. And I think it was actually the first time that there was an exhibition or a display of postcards. So yeah, I was delighted to share them. And so I got them blown up, enlarged, so they could be seen in different shapes and sizes.
What was the kind of feedback that you got back from it? Like you say, there was people saying, oh, my father used to work there, or we went there as children. What did you hear?
I suppose there was a lot of people in Killarney who grew up in Killarney who had great memories, because there was a lot of hotels in Killarney. There were boats going out onto Inishfallen. But a lot about olden times, of people growing up in having a business, a trade in Killarney. A fabulous memory. So it inspired all that and encouraged all that, those conversations and the stories. And I didn't write them down because I was just, you know, kind of doing lots of bits and bobs. But it really hit me. And also what hit me as well was the whole heritage point of view, talking about the buildings and the signage and, you know, the chimneys and the way things were and the railing, and when was that taken, and the church, and when did the spear go up, and the wooden insides taken out. You know, it inspired a lot of conversations and different levels, heritage, tourism, the way tourism was done, how well they did it, family memories. So for many different areas. Well, you see, I'm biased. I just love postcards. But also it did hit me, Simon, that you asked, that on the day I did notice like a lot of people there had a lot of actually postcards as well and were really able to talk about them. So there is actually quite a few people who do collect postcards.
You can have your own little group.
Watch this space. Absolutely. Yeah, so there is. And did you know that the study of postcards and the collection of postcards, and people who kind of get more into it, and, you know, the history and the publishers and the dating and all that, it's called deltiology. There's a new word for you.
Never heard it before.
There you go. It's a Greek word. It was the only kind, I think, maybe 1930 by some guy in America, but it's the study of postcards. He took, I think, the Greek word for a little tablet.
Mary, I'm fascinated by this beautiful postcard you have here in front of us, full of colour. So tell me a bit about this one.
This one, actually, things come full circle, don't they? This is a John Hyde postcard. It says on the front of it, a cottage in the Kerry Mountains, Dingle Peninsula. The cottage is on the road to Dingle in Kiel, and it is my grandmother's and grandfather's cottage where my mum was born. It was taken in the 1970s by John Hyde, and it turned out to be one of his more iconic postcards, sold the world over. And it's a beautiful little image. It's just a cottage with the goldeny thatched roof and the stone little side building, and with the mountains, the Slievemish behind it, blue sky, and the river with the stones coming in the front of it. And there you have my two uncles and my aunt with their little cows, and to see the little...
Oh, the little chick.
And they're walking along the little road by the river. Oh. Yeah, it was so beautiful. I remember going back there as a child as well. And it was just lovely, and, you know, sometimes we'd have people taking photographs of us on the river playing. But it's, you know, there was 11 children brought up there. Yeah. And they all would have immigrated, but it was very, very beautiful and of its time. So as there you go, like, I mean, so postcards was always ever present really in my life, wasn't it?
Yeah. You know? How did you get your hands on this one?
Well, I always knew it was there because, I mean, we always knew there was a postcard made of Nana and Granda's house. But I have, anytime I see them, I actually buy them up. I collect them because they're obviously getting rarer.
Speaking of that expedition, Mary, where do the next few years hold for you and your hopes and aspirations for these postcards?
Well, it gave me great confidence that there is huge interest in using the images and the messages from them. And I see Heritage using it in terms of the buildings, you know, the way the buildings were like, historians, tourism, you know, even using the old images, I think is fabulous. To bring this forward, I'm calling it Vintage Irish Postcards. I've just set up a Facebook page, actually, Vintage Irish Postcards, if anybody would care to follow me, and we talk all things Vintage Irish Postcards. Yeah, because that, it says what it is in the tin, really, doesn't it? I'm going to take it forward. It will be Vintage Irish Postcards. Actually, I was at a hotel there a couple of months ago, and pictures taken from the old postcards, you know, on the door next to the doors going to the bedrooms and stuff like that. So I can see them being used in so many different areas, even design. I've had people buy them for design purposes, older ones, in art and design, you know, interior design, architecture, stuff like that. But also, even from a cultural, you know, social history kind of view, you know, the messages on the back are beautiful. They're divided into two. They could be from the visitors sending back, you know, my tour is going great, the food is lovely. They always complained about the rain. Complained.
And we still are.
We still are. Like everyone, oh, the rain, and the storm, and this and that. It's funny to look back on actually. But then another card, it would not be from the tourist, it would be a local person sending a message. The hens are laying again. The crop is good. Your grandmother died last night. Just of its time. And they're the ones I like the most, maybe, because they're
very real.
They're very real. And they're very local to us as well. So they're very, yeah, they're very good. Yeah, I do hope to sort of, I suppose, bring it from a hobby and a try and make a small little business, but just to cover the cost of it, because I'm privately funded all the way. So, but ultimately, I want to bring the beauty of the postcard to people to enjoy, really, and to discuss the image and the message. And also for businesses to be aware that this is a hidden, or even just people, it's not even about business. It's just that this is a hidden resource as well. It's got so much to offer that not everything was in books or in formal, you know, publications. That these little tablets, these little pieces of paper can contain very key information. And there are lots of resources, like, you know, even online, the National Library and places like that, that you can see postcards of your area or pick up the messages. But I suppose for anyone listening, it's always nice to get a postcard of your own area, isn't it? You know, maybe a shop that's gone, not there anymore, and the people like that, you know.
And it brings back all those key memories as well for people to look back on.
Absolutely. It really does. Yeah, no, I love it. And so it's just, I suppose that's why I decided to kind of try and progress it a little bit, because I'm getting a small bit older now myself. I have done all the kind of, you know, working thing and corporate working and all of that, so which was great. But so I said, look, I'm going to try and follow my passion a little bit and just see where it takes me. I mean, obviously there's archive societies and museums, all with fabulous collections of postcards and all that. I suppose because I'm working for myself on my own, I think I can be a little bit more flexible and do this and do that. But hopefully I would like to collaborate and work with all these, you know, archives or groups or museums or private and public to try and bring it forward. Because in other countries, you know, when I was doing the research, in other countries they have postcard museums. They're more exposed, they're more accessible to people and used, you know, in postcard images. Yeah, I had a French girl there, and she was buying the postcards of Dingle for some art she was doing.
Lovely.
Yeah. So, you know, anyone can use them.
Yeah. Really.
Even in education, they're quite useful, because you're talking back a life back then. Or even the English as well.
Yeah.
Even the way they say things, apart from the message, the use of English is very quaint and very polite but very direct. You did not reply to my letter. And it just, so it's just an interesting way.
Well, Mary, I'm delighted for you and that it's all actually hitting off for you and whatnot. And hopefully the next time I see you, you'll be inviting me to another expedition that you have and we will get those stories. But I really do wish you the best of luck with it.
Thank you very much, Kaya. Looking forward to going through some cards with you at the next exhibition.